Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey buzzers, it is a fabulous evening here at AfterBuzz TV, and you know how it's going down here on the Arrow After Show. We have lots to talk about. Level 2, episode 4, and level 2 is nothing like what we expected. We're going to get into that right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! What time is it?
Arrow!
Y'all!
What time?
Wow! Back in black. Hey! Yeah.
That's all I know.
I like the hair.
That's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Your voice was good on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Ooh, I think we just
discovered that Matt is like an undercover rock star. Like,
you need to go back to the 80s and grow your hair out.
I would have such long, pretty hair.
You would have been
like, I would be so poisoned.
Y'all, hold on. You're welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. We have guests.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi. I apologize. Got a little carried away there, but we haven't forgotten you. We are so excited to join you here tonight. You heard it in the intro. There's a lot to talk about in this episode, so we're going to get into that right now. But before we do, don't forget, we'll do intros, but you are the most important person here on this panel, so please join us in the chat. Hashtag ABTV Arrow on all social media, and let's get down. In the meantime, I'm your host, Allie Kona Bradford, joined by some pretty amazing individuals.
What's up, guys? I'm Carolina Benetti.
And I am Olivia Di Bortoli.
Yes! I knew that was coming. I knew
it. What's up? Hello, y'all. Okay, let's go. You all have lipstick on point. Lipstick on point. All three.
You should.
Okay, next time you should.
Next time, I'll wear lipstick. I'm comfortable with masculinity. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Love a good Matt.
It's just ironic because your name is Matt.
Oh,
he means M-A-T-T-E.
I love that when we started laughing, you looked at us like, I meant it.
That's such
a good pun.
We just lost every straight guy on our show. Come back. We're going to talk about Arrow.
All right, friends, get ready. If you don't know what time it is, hashtag who I love to hate. Who is so good at their job as an actor that you loved their performance so much that you hated them? Because they were just so good at being annoying. Put that in the chat right now. We're going to go ahead and share ours. Do you guys mind if I go first?
Go for it.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be a unanimous thing. Like, last week we were trying to be all individualized and everybody pick something different. Fluff that, okay? Because I'm going to throw this right on the table and say, Dinah,
yes.
Get out of here. I put in my notes, this hoe. That's all. Go ahead.
We literally all put hate on her notes. I see it all over. Hate this girl.
Can I throw the who I love to hate to Matt so I can just bask in this episode?
Oliver.
What?
It's not Dinah. It's not Dinah.
Really?
She got on my nerves. But she kind of redeemed things a little bit. Kudos to the good writing on this. I did think this episode had good writing for the for some stuff. But I just, and I know we're going to get in this, but I know maybe it's the long game, but I don't know what's happening with Oliver, and I felt like I just rehashed everything that I've already seen in the last 7 years. So I just kind of hated that this episode.
Yeah.
Other parts of this episode, I really liked. Really liked.
Yeah.
Definitely a stronger episode than last week. I'm feeling good about some stuff, and yeah.
That was mine. Oliver. He was.
I know. Sorry.
I thought you were stronger than that. You know,
It's drugs.
No, but before that, like, why didn't he just play along? And when he was asking his name and, like, asking what he wanted to do, why didn't he just, like, hide the fact that he was in there to kill the demon? Why wasn't he just like, I'm sorry. I'm here. I made a mistake. And I'm just, you know, I killed some people and blah, blah, blah. And have his evil plan in the back of his head. Why did he have to tell him everything?
It's called alpha ego.
Yes. True. Carolina.
I mean, Listen, first of all, everyone in the chat, my co-hosts have really let me down. I thought this was going to be, you, Alan.
Thank you.
I meant everyone knows who I'm talking about.
I just thought a panel divided.
This was going to be my one episode where it would be unanimous, yeah. Dino. And I was just going to bask in that smug glory because you should have seen our faces when we were watching. True. She's like, true. I need to arrest you. I literally wrote hate and just slowly underlined it until it bled through my page. And even Matt and Olivia wrote hate. It's so true. They're lying to you. Wait. They might have been tiffed at Oliver, but they hated Dinah. Don't let them tell you any different.
So wait, though, for those of you who are listening to the podcast and those of you watching who didn't get a chance to see what our facial expressions look like when we saw the interaction she had, which we'll talk about later, I feel like we all look constipated.
Yeah.
You did. Everybody was kind of like, like, I need a fart and it's not going to happen. It was all kind of that look.
Oh my God. All right, so can I go through some of the chats?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so please. Captain Shock says, I hate Mayor Pollock.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ivan Soto says, I hate Dr. Parker.
Ivan, I did not like him either.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else
that's
said...
That's a good one.
That is a good
that's
one.
That's a good one, Ivan.
Yeah. It's a good actor, though.
Well, yeah.
It's a good actor, but I hate it.
But I have a theory on him, but I'll wait till we get to him, but yeah.
Okay. And then Planet Vegeta Reincarnation.
Oh, that's cool.
Are you vegan?
Vegeta Reincarnated. Reincarnated?
Yeah, I think it says Vegeta Reincarnated.
Yeah, anyway, they say Felicity. I think it's just the Felicity hate band.
You know, don't speak ill of the dead.
I know.
Felicity's alive? What are you talking about?
What do you mean? At the end of the episode? We'll get there.
We'll get there. I'm jumping the shark.
You know,
well, she's alive for now. Yeah.
I will just say this, and we've talked about this before, but if you are feeling all sorts of feelings during this episode, which I was... Mm. That just means that the writers are good and the actors are even better because
they're doing their job.
Well, we wouldn't feel that much hate if they're a terrible actor. Like, if they're mediocre and they only put half of effort into being bad or being annoying, then you'd be like, okay, whatever. But the fact that you feel these things on the inside and your skin wants to crawl, it's actually a good thing.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Unlike the two townspeople. That they were not good actors.
What townspeople?
The two townspeople in the town hall meeting were like, yeah, police in the whole town. I'm like, whoa.
Somebody's on to you.
That's called a low-budget local hire car. Yeah. It's just
somebody in Vancouver was real happy about that. And I would have too.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
True. Well, let's dive in a little bit more specific. I want to talk about Oliver and just the entire interaction that happened between him and Dr. Gerard, whatever his last name is. And I know that Ivan
Dr.
saying,
Parker, yeah.
That's his, Parker, excuse me. Gerard Parker, that's his who I love to hate. My first reaction, and you guys tell me, I was like, does he work for Diaz?
Yes, that was my first reaction. I even wrote it down. I don't like the shrink. I think he works for Diaz.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know, like, if he was, like, this kind of Gestaltian therapist, which is all about kind of, like, pissing your client off and breaking them down and kind of like breaking them open, which is the type of therapy that I hate.
Nice word, by the way. What?
Boop, 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 boop.
I interrupt this conversation for a little bit of a notification for our listeners. If you are brand new, Matt Maher is a credible therapist.
Oh, I have a degree that, yeah.
Let's get some insight. Go ahead.
No, but
drop knowledge on us.
You already dropped the floor is yours.
You know what he did do, though, which some people agree with this and some people don't, is that so when we experience really horrific trauma is actually really helpful for patients that experience trauma to actually kind of recreate or rewrite the drama and the trauma in the way they wished it would have happened.
Oh,
so that was interesting. That's a legitimate technique. And so that was interesting to me how literally he had Oliver do that because it's
Wait,
like,
I have a question.
Yeah.
So in the real world, you're saying out there, people do like shock therapy for real?
No, no, no. Oh, no. Actually, yes, some people do shock therapy, but not usually in treatments of trauma and things like that. That was like the whole, like the machine and all. But the whole idea of like where literally Oliver's on the boat saying to his son, wishing what his father would have said to him. That's like a way that even though we can't change our past, it's a way of kind of knowing, of separating yourself from that moment of trauma that if I, because what happens a lot of times when trauma happens to us, we feel helpless. We feel like we weren't in control. We feel it's kind of, we can play the role of the victim. So oftentimes when you rewrite that story, it's this idea of, if I had, I didn't know better then, I couldn't do any better. If I had done, if I could have done, I would have had the control to do this, to right. say this to my son. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a rewriting. I mean, this is very loosely because it was TV and there was a lot of problems I had with it because he was kind of a dick. But,
kind of. He yeah, was like very much so.
So I was though too, like, is this guy working for Diaz? Because no matter what, the whole point is that he got Oliver to basically just kind of, this is why Oliver ticked me out. I'm like, we've been through a lot worse than this. Like, yeah. think about what Oliver's right. been through on the right. island.
Dude!
On the island that they flash back to yeah. that we've already seen before that we already know about. So I get much it! Time. And so...
We've seen it so many times.
Yeah. But, yeah. So it, but a little light going, me, 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 and your face is going to make you go, I'm 24601. Yeah. Sorry, I have to do that for lame as people.
Seb Ruff says the flashing light seemed like EMDR. Do you know what that is?
Yes. Yeah, that is EMDR therapy, emotional, which is really big, big in trauma now.
Oh, all I know is every EMDR? Time that happened.
Yeah, I forget yeah. what it stands for. It's, I'm not well versed in EMDR.
Guys, real quick, Steve-O in the booth.
Hi.
EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Wow. I don't know if you guys caught that, but it's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
So you're reprocessing the memory, reprocessing the trauma.
It honestly just sounds like absolute torture and something that we develop to make people break.
Not at all. EMDR actually is one of the biggest breakthroughs in trauma therapy because a lot of trauma therapy has been like to relive the situation. You keep reliving it over and over until that you can detach it. And actually you're learning now that actually re-traumatizes people even
yeah.
more.
Yeah, I
whereas
feel like
this idea of
I'm not a therapist, and that sounds like it would just
now, EMDR doesn't have the shock component that we get with Oliver. EMDR does have the lights, because it stimulates your eyes and brain waves, but it's not shocking you with like, that was just for TV.
Uh-huh. And then Seb also said, it didn't seem like shock therapy, more like electrostimulation.
Well,
I guess, Seb, you know all of the things.
Here's the thing. Okay, the whole time this was going on, regardless,
thanks, Seth, by the way.
I'm like, is this legal? This is not legal. Is this really level 2 or where are we?
Yeah.
Exactly, because this all feels phony.
I thought level 2 was going to be like way scarier.
Yeah.
I thought level 2 would involve some other inmates.
Yeah.
True.
Like, what is this? And when weird. Did it become the prison's responsibility to therapize... That's not a word. But therapize their inmates to neutralize and recreate memories, yeah. et cetera, et cetera. And I get it that the doctor's
well, this is
saying,
what brings me full circle to the fact that I think that he and those goons work for Diaz, and they're just trying to get into Oliver's memory to really find out what makes him tick so Diaz can finally break him, because what's been under Diaz's skin this whole time is that despite putting his life in ruins, he has never broken Oliver.
So I just lost my thought.
10,
right now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. 10:32, you can record that message. I think that's a prediction worth taking the bank. I agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I didn't mean to move your
that's
thing.
Okay. I have literally no idea what I was about to say.
I'm so sorry.
So anyway. That's about Oliver.
That's yeah. about Oliver.
I don't know. We're probably going to see... I thought that he was going to be out, you know, in the next episode or so, but mm-hmm. I have the feeling that we're not going to see him get out because it's not progressing at the rate that
right.
I thought.
No.
So I feel like we're going to see him in this jail
for
like at least like 6 more episodes, which is annoying.
I think it might be the mid-season finale when he gets out. That's going to be
that
the hanger.
I just feel like the more he does, the more he's digging himself into a hole, even though he thinks he's doing this for the greater good to get the information and so forth. Like, regardless if you do get that information, you just, like, threw so much dirt on your name that yeah. there is no way possible, even if you are a vigilante, that the town citizens are like, you do a better job. You just did all this shit in jail
yeah.
for, like, no reason of the greater good of the people.
I know. Like, we'll see what this reasoning is.
It's just hard to see where his arc is going. You're able to see arcs in other characters, and mm-hmm. we'll talk about that. That's one reason why Dinah was actually a little redeemed for me, is that I saw an arc in her character. Mm-hmm. And with Oliver, it's like he comes in very pacifist. I'm just going to do what I can. Then he's like, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to be a badass. And then he's like, I don't know who I am now. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, we're. And I it's like they don't know what to do with Oliver this season.
Yeah. Right.
Because everybody else has kind of pretty purpose. Engaging storylines, yeah. and I'm super into them. It's like, which was the complete opposite of last year. It was like, all of our stuff was interesting, and then we'd see the new team, and y'all be like, rah!
Yeah, so, it's true.
But anyway.
Drew Leonard likes him being in jail, and then Black Magic is tired of Oliver in jail. So it's kind of a split vote on it.
Well, I'm not tired of something, and that's AfterBuzz TV, everybody. I just want to let y'all know that AfterBuzz produces a lot of after shows, really kind of all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder, sugars, to serve our television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more channels. Just hit the little subscribe button, and that will help AfterBuzz give you tailor-made content because it's not like we're just sending you anything. You subscribe and we're like, oh, they like fantasy stuff. And then we send you all the fantasy shows or whatever. And if you don't want little notifications, that's fine. You can just unsubscribe to them and you don't need to get them. It's totally up to you. So hit the subscribe button right there. Is it there or there? I don't know. It's going to be over there or something. I don't know your life. So if you hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And if you let us know that you did it in the comments, we'll shout you out because we're thirsty and we're
so
happy
thirsty.
That so
we're thirsty,
hydrated. So do that, and we'll shout you out in the comments. And now, thanks for being the best fans. We love y'all and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah.
All right.
Now let's talk about the new Felicity Smoke.
Felicity Smoke.
I feel like this conversation for our co-hosts is going to be a split. We heard some people; it was their hashtag who they love to hate. I understand where she's coming from, so I don't necessarily hate where she's coming from. But at the same time, I think, like, all this time, it's been okay for Oliver to be a certain way, but now Felicity is sort of going in that direction, and people are like, rah! But why is it okay for him to be like that and not her?
I did say, so now Felicity is the new Oliver and not listening to anyone, and just, like, it's not that it's not okay for a woman to be that way, and like Felicity, I don't want mm-hmm. it. But for me, it was just a little bit of, she is literally the person who helped bring Oliver back to himself. So it just seemed out of character for me a little bit for Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it didn't go all the way over there with her, so I'm happy about that. But I'm torn. I don't know. You know, a part of me goes into that, and this may be a question to y'all. Would you ever want Felicity to be like, super, not super powered, but kind of like superhero physical badass? Or do we love that Felicity, her superpower is her brain, and we always want that to kind of be, which I think this episode got back to that. I'm asking y'all, what do y'all want?
I mean, for me, Felicity, I've been a Felicity fan since the beginning, and I know a lot of people are like, don't like that, but I love Felicity through and through, and I love the way that Felicity is and that she uses her brain, and I actually didn't really like her in this episode of her being like, I feel like she's kind of losing her mind, and that is her superpower, you know? And then at the end when she finally got it together and like dropped the thing on purpose so that she would get out, like that was the Felicity we know and
love. That was the Felicity we know, yeah.
You know, and so I think she redeemed herself, but I didn't like the way she was, like the direction she was going in the beginning of the episode.
You know. We love Felicity.
We do.
We literally have been doing this since the beginning.
We've got shade in the comments from being a We Love Felicity panel, but I'm sorry.
Going to say this. With all the metas out in the world, I would love to see Felicity get a meta power. Like, low-key, like one of the Charm Sisters, where if she touches people, she could read their mind. Because I wouldn't want to see her have a superpower where it's, like, a physical superpower. But I would fangirl so hard, like foam at the mouth fangirl, if she had a superpower that was mental.
Or like if she had a superpower that was kind of like not a helpful superpower, like she just could smell things really intensely.
That's weird.
And she'd be like, why do I smell popcorn 3 miles away? You know what I mean? Like, just like a weird superpower that like bothered her that actually didn't help her.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
No, I want a cool one, but like more cerebral than, you know.
What do you think, Alec Garland?
I would like Felicity. I think that it's great to have a woman that's really intelligent and have that be something that other girls can look up to as a superpower and not necessarily something physical. But I also would want Felicity. Felicity. I would want her to be able to defend herself, meaning that she doesn't have to stand behind a man or even Dinah or any other one of the members in this crew to be okay. Like, I would like for her to be able to go out in the field. Yeah, she's smart. She's whatever. And if somebody happens to come by and do something, she's like, hiya, okay, keep typing, let's go. Yeah, got you. Hi, true. She can keep going. Like, I want her to be
karate class happening. I know, right, it's now happening. If you're watching, if you're listening, the hiya has like good kicks going out on the side.
A lot of people in the chat think that they're very interested in an Earth 2 Felicity. Like, they want to know more about her.
Oh yeah, the more savage.
Yeah.
And that they want to see her.
Yes, it does. It gives me what I want and doesn't take away who I love.
Yeah.
I got very excited about Earth 2 Felicity. That was something we thought a lot about different Earth 2s, but when she brought that up, I was like, oh.
I want to know everything about this Earth.
Because she owns Smoke Technologies, and it's a huge global enterprise.
She's ruthless.
I know.
She is. She's kind of like the counterpoint to the Luthers in Earth 2, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, or like Bette Midler and Big Business, where they're like one is like
the
country
one. Okay, I was keeping it in the DC universe. I was keeping it in the DC universe.
If you love Big Business, with Bette Midler, a great movie.
I mean, I like Bette.
It's really a movie. Sorry,
no big deal. Oh,
so goodness. Within the DC universe, guys, she her company, it really puts the Luthers in a run for their money.
It's true.
You mentioned Earth 2, and we actually had a reference for that with Laurel. So when Felicity actually went to Laurel to get help, which, by the way, I really liked.
I love.
Really interesting to see Laurel take law so seriously, but to the point where she was actually being a little bit of a wench.
Yeah.
When Felicity came
wench.
In. Trollop. When she came up to her and asked for help. But I like the fact that Laurel was the one that turned around and said, A, this is not you. B, you are me in Earth 2.
Yeah.
Or she didn't say Earth 2, but like, you were me from my Earth.
Yeah.
Like, everything I experienced, I turned dark, and once you do, you won't go back. And again, I guess to piggyback off of what Matt had said earlier is he had made mention that some of these themes are reoccurring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've already heard that before. Uh-huh. Once you go dark, you can't come back. That was all Oliver's whole debate on
your father.
Right.
And wasn't there actually a storyline with Felicity where she was really, like, gung-ho to get somebody and kind of ruthless about it before? Uh-huh. I forget who it was.
Yeah.
They'll know in the chat because they're way smarter than me.
As you were saying, so once you go dark, you can't go back.
I just feel like that was Oliver's whole thing. Like, when he decided not to kill anymore, but then it was like, do I kill again? Is there a good reason? Yeah. I don't know. Oliver, once you go there, you won't be able to come back. And I'm like, well, yeah, we're doing this again, but with Felicity instead of Oliver.
But I mean, I liked this Laurel. I mean, of this episode, I liked everything except that nose ring. What was that?
That's real. That's her thing. Her and Emily Bette Rickards have one. It's like, I don't like them
either. Why is it in you? Like, stop it. It's not part of the character. Whatever. Anyway, I did actually like her in this episode, and I was like, you know, she turned Felicity around, and she made her see the right. So, I mean, it's still weird that she's a lawyer, and she's trying to do all these things.
Let's just put a period after she's a lawyer, y'all. This is not like something you're like, oh, hey, I read Lawyer for Dummies, and now, hey.
Yeah.
I know. No, like, I've worked in a law office. Like, you just can't do that. So that's a little bit of a stretch.
But I do appreciate that they hit it on the nose, and they're like, since everybody's having such a hard time believing that I'm really doing this now.
That's true.
It's true.
Which I appreciate it. It was funny. Felicity, the writers know. They hear people.
They did give a wink,
so they're
too.
Hitting it on the nose. They're like, we know. This is a storyline. It's not changing. Believe it. Deal with it.
I'm still just not used to I don't know. I kind of like Black Siren a little bit more when she was, like I said, it's just happening. I didn't want it to happen, but still, my Black Siren is on Legends of the Fall, or Legends of the Fall. Legends.
Brad Pitt on the Brown Bunch.
My Black Canary is Sarah Lance. But anyway, regardless.
But she's White Canary now.
She's still Black Canary in my mind. Yeah. But I don't know. I just don't like, I don't dislike her, but I just kind of like, I don't know, I miss her being more evil. I like that, I like the fight with that, with her being so, I'm not saying I want her to be, like, evil like she was, I would want more of like a Catwoman and Batman vibe from her. And got I feel it. Like we're getting
a
more...
A little more Selena Kyle.
Yes. Like, getting more, like, sometimes she plays them, and maybe she's not even in their group, but they have to use her for things. I would like a little bit more of that. That'd whereas now cool. It's like, hey, I'm like your truth-talking big sister.
Black Magic is on your side. She says Black Siren was way better as bad, and I'm still kind of salty they made her good.
So. I'm going to take us out of the characters for a second. I want to talk about the actors. Sure.
Great actor. Love her.
Katie Cassidy and Emily Betts together in a scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have phenomenal chemistry together, and they're so enjoyable to watch. I really hope that the writers are watching and they give us more of them. And I really enjoyed them as a team. Like, oh, what a great duo. Yeah. I hope we see more of it. And I hope that, I mean, I feel like we will because they're going to chase after the Silencer now.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see where it leads us and what happens, because I'd like to see her use her canary cry and be like in the full outfit. Yeah. And, you know, Felicity going into, like, full Overwatch mode and just see what happens.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I'd love that. Yeah. I'd love to get
I'd love them to just do, like, the Birds of Prey spinoff almost. Ooh. Like, because Felicity totally feels like the Oracle
role. Like a mini, like, two or three episodes where they really, like, nod a wink at what a big comic series that was. And give us more of that. Especially because they're so great. They can do it. Trust them. They can do it.
Well, you know what I'm really excited about?
What?
I want to see who the hell's under that damn hood. That's what I'm excited to see. And when he got injured, we're going to talk about this vigilante for a bit, but when he got injured, there was a moment where Dinah looked him up and down and she was like, get him out of here, but I thought she was going to be like, let me just peek. While he's slightly unconscious, let me just see who
totally
this is. Take advantage of the opportunity, woman.
Yeah. Anyways.
You know, I had a thought about the new vigilante. I wrote it down. I was like, I think this new Green Arrow is setting up these problems to create a hero syndrome within the city, because the police are completely disenfranchised. Mm-hmm. But then the police were trying to build up their trust again and build a world, a Star City specifically, with no vigilantes. And it was like good law enforcement. But now this Green Arrow just magically appears anytime anything goes wrong. And it's never like super wrong. It's just like inconvenient and could be harmful and kill people. But nobody's actually been inconvenienced or hurt. They're just frightened. And now we're seeing these town hall meetings where people are like, things were better with the vigilantes, yada, yada, yada. I feel like this person has taken on the mantle to bring back the team, to bring the team together. And to make it so that they have to let the Green Arrow out to somehow make these vigilantes be, like, legal, quote-unquote, under the law, for them to operate as they were. And that's what this Green Arrow, I feel, is trying to accomplish. Let me know what you guys think.
Oh, my God. What if the new Green Arrow is actually Rags?
Who?
Oh, that would be great!
I love that character and I love that actor.
I was like, who?
Because he's like the one person from Arrow that's really been written off and nobody remembers him at all.
That's one of my favorites.
And I love that character so much. But what if it's not? It's not. Like, there's people in the chat that are just going, I hate you, man!
Oh, my God.
People in the chat, they have their thoughts. But
that would be amazing.
That would be so good.
That would make me crap my pants. I would just go, oh.
Rag Arrow, lol. I think it's actually not a he, I think it's a she. If you saw the body, it does
look more slimmer,
littler.
That also like goes with the Grant Gustin theme.
What she do you think?
I think because there was like a prediction at the beginning of the season about Oliver's half sister coming into the scene, Emiko Green.
You know what? That's so weird that you said that, because I was just like nerding out on Green Arrow stuff, and I went, Oliver's supposed to have a half-sister who's, like, was in the League of Assassins and all of that.
So she's this, like, big League of Assassins girl. It was Robert's daughter. Robert Queen had, like, I don't know, an affair or something.
I'm sure.
And so he has this half-sister named
Emiko. Which they're bringing his father back in a lot in a flat... Oh, my God,
I read that she's coming into this season somehow.
You're right.
So I think it's her.
Wait,
You're right up top.
You're totally right.
You're
totally right.
100%.
Is that who Stephen DeMell's wife got cast as?
No. She's playing the wife of Mr. Frost in the crossover. No.
You're right. It would have been really cool and ironic if she...
It'd be weird if they played siblings. Yeah, that would be gross.
No, not like that, but I mean just the irony that she's now a hood and...
Yeah. That would be cool.
But like, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I feel like her body was smaller. You know, her face was fully covered.
I think you're right.
I feel like this is the way that they're going to bring her in. I don't know.
Can we... And you're the mediators, but can we like segue a little bit into like... whoa, let's bring a bunch of new people into this show all of a sudden. Like, I feel like that is just happening more. Like, there's a new Black Canary now. There's, like, old Canary. There's, like, I feel like this show, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, it can kind of be a sign that a show is trying to reinvent itself and kind of...
Well, it is. It has a new showrunner. It does. So it is a reinvention. But
sometimes it's not. It's like, you know, when the Brady Bunch brought, like, Cousin Arnold on... Why am I making old references of like a 40-year-old? But Cousin Arnold was there for like 3 episodes, and they got rid of him. Anybody? Cousin Arnold on the Brady Bunch? Anybody?
Keep it.
Any? Bueller?
Bueller?
Okay.
Really quick. We are so off track, so I want to get it back. Let's reel it on in. Okay? And I want to talk more about the vigilante. I want to talk about the fact that Renee is so pro-vigilante, and it's like he doesn't have blinders on, and obviously Dinah is, and I think that Diggle used the excuse of you're under a lot of pressure, and I'm like, no, she's just straight out of her mind. I understand that she wants to play by the rules, and that means if you're my friend, I can't bend the rules for you. You're under arrest. But she was so aggressive about it that I was like, what is wrong with you?
No, it was crazy, and it made all of us super upset. All of us. And the thing, and you tell me if this was kind of, because I wrote like a lot of, we're angry. What kind of drew me back in, what I liked about the writing of this show, and it made me understand her more, is when Diggle came and spoke to her at the office, I realized... I wondered if her arresting was even more of a protection of Renee, that she is terrified of the people that she's lost from vigilanteism. Like, she really seemed like people going dark for her. Like, she seemed fearful of it. And I wanted them to go there more and, like, to see. Like, if I was a therapist there, I'd be like, let's unpack that. Because I do want to know more. But it gave me, like, because it was so out of left field when she was like, turn around. But I was like, this came out of nowhere. But then when I had that scene, I was like, okay, that makes sense to me that she's like, she's just so scared of it.
Yeah. You're right. It did seem more of a reaction thing rather than a, like, this is something that I need to do. It felt like more of a, just like a reaction to being scared or unhappy or whatever. So, I mean, I can get on board with that. Still don't like her. Still don't like it.
I definitely think that it was a reactionary thing, but for me, it didn't come from fear. You're the therapist. I'm not. But to me, I'm okay. But to me, it came more from frustration because she's so hard up on, I have to clear the name of law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And I get that it is a lot of pressure because now that Quentin is gone, you want to be able to uphold all the things that he was and be this great captain. So now it's on your shoulders to make the people trust you again, trust law enforcement. But it feels like she is trying to force people to trust the law enforcement, not honestly earn it back.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, no more vigilantes. And she uses the excuse of, well, if Renee ruins our, what's it called? Excuse me. Not neutralization, but immunity. Thank you. Yeah. If Renee ruins it, we're all gone. To me, that's just a bunch of BS.
But I think that she came back to that, and that's what made, like, with Diggle, that's what I loved about Diggle in this, is that, you know, Diggle has always been, to me, the heart of Team Arrow. And I think that he brought her back to this idea. He was like, remember what Quentin did and how he led. Yeah. And she really had this change. And then this great scene with her and Renee, which, by the way, I'm totally shipping them now, and I want them to get married and have babies.
Well, who?
Ooh. I want Renee and Dinah to get married. I think they're a cute couple. I ship it. Rhina.
I don't like it.
Danae.
I can do Danae.
Mad Canary. That's it.
What?
Mad Canary. That's a good one.
No. That's a good one, right?
That's a good one.
No.
That's like Cisco level naming. I'll give you that one.
Thank you. Go ahead, Alex.
I'll let you go in a second. I did not buy that conversation, though.
Yeah.
Diggle and Dinah.
I loved it.
I thought it was a great conversation. I think he made great points. I didn't buy the fact that she, as soon as he made his one sentence, that she was like, you know what? You're right. And I'm just going to go let...
I'm going to go let Renee out.
Because in real life, as a human, when you are so going in one direction and you swear you're right and someone tells you you're wrong, you're like, you have to marinate on that for a few minutes alone and be like, okay, ego, I'm going to check you at the door and... Damn it, he was right. But instead, as soon as he said it, she was like, you know,
like maybe you're right. They could have had that conversation in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But then like something else happened and she realized it. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah. Ivan Soto says, Dinah still wants to bring faith back to law enforcement. And I respect that. But arresting a friend, I don't agree with. And then everyone says, you got like 38 no's about the shipping the couple. You even got a Matt Chill out of it.
Damn
it.
Black
Magic. So no one is on board with that.
I'm not shipping it
either. Matt Canary.
Look, I'm not shipping it either, but I give you respect on Mad Canary. Okay, it's funny. It's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have tons of news and gossip, so the last thing I want to bring up is a flash forward, and I think that Canary is a great segue into that because she gives a Canary charm to Zoe.
Yeah.
Obviously, intentionally, passing the wand, staff, whatever you want to say,
the voice.
Down, yeah. Which we see in this future flash forward. How do you guys feel about the flash forward? Because I'm going to say I don't like it.
I have so many feels about the fast forward.
Let's hear it.
Flash forward. Can I start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm thinking the fast forwards are about 6 years before the Star City 2046 events we saw in the previous episode. Because if you recall to the special where Flash is missing and Emily Betts or Felicity has left Oliver and he's like an angry vigilante hiding out in the sewers. That storyline is still prevalent, which I love how much of Felicity is in William. I was fangirling over that.
I love that.
But I think that what we're seeing is a very similar to possibly the same timeline as we've already been teased. So I recommend going back, watch that episode. Episodes, soak it in, see what happened. This is during, I think it was during the big special that we had.
The crossover.
The crossover.
That would be really cool.
When they went back, and if it's not the same, then it's very similar. And actually, Beth Schwartz said in an interview that things could be similar, but assures the show has its own timeline. She also said in that same interview that she felt that the flashbacks were getting tired. Because they would flash back and then they would be forced to justify everything that was happening in the current season.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea with the flash forwards is to show, are the actions of what our current team is doing now actually helping us in the future? Or what is it breeding? What are these different interactions leading us up to?
I agree with that. I love the idea of the flash forwards. I even said at the beginning, I feel like it gives a fresh, and I'm still about it. The only thing is like, this was a lot, and we didn't have a flash forward at all last episode, and I just feel like we gained a lot of ground in this flash forward. Like, not only did we see Dinah, we saw the new Black Canary. Like, it just, and so that makes me think, is this
She wasn't necessarily the Black Canary. She said she was a vigilante.
Well, yeah. But still, it makes me wonder, like, I just hope that the new,
timeline?
No, not the new timeline, but are the flash forwards going to be like every flash forward is introducing like a new character, like someone's son? I don't know. That would get a little tiresome because I don't want to totally forget the characters that we already have on Arrow and that I love.
Yeah.
But I'm still into the flash forwards. I still think it's a great idea.
I don't think so. Based off of what Beth said in that interview, that she's the showrunner, if you guys don't know, it sounds very much like she's trying to show how your actions have repercussions and what are those repercussions. Is Star City actually better off with vigilantes? Is it better off without them? Because we don't even know if we're watching this current timeline or an alternate one.
Right.
That's something we have to hold on for.
I know you didn't like them, but I actually was a big fan of them. I think we felt the same way in the first few seasons of the flashbacks when they were doing those. I remember our panel, we hate them so much.
And then
they finally grew on us towards the end. So I don't know. I think it's interesting to see what's happening in the future. But it is, you're right. It's like, what timeline are we on? We don't really know.
It's all
very confusing still. So I think we need to wait a few episodes.
I like to use the word mysterious.
Yeah.
I respect the fact that they are trying to show that there are consequences to things. Therefore, in the future, we see the consequences. Okay. I'll give you that. However, I'm not trying to do where are they now. And that's what I feel like I'm getting. I don't like the fact that I'm getting the story before the story, if that makes sense. Like, I can understand the tease of trying to make it mysterious. Like, this is what happens. Felicity's dead. So now we're stuck wondering, how did she die? Nah, man, you just effing spoiled it for me. Now I know she's dying. So every time I watch current present season, going, the hoe's gonna die.
Yeah,
but nobody dies. Nobody dies.
Because maybe they alter the timeline and things change. That's what we don't know.
True. But see, I'm not down with that though, because that's the Flash. It's not Arrow. It's Arrow when it's the Arrow when we do crossovers, but when we're in Arrow, it's not so much that, and I because I'm not a fan of the crossovers either. I'll be honest with you.
I love the crossovers.
I feel like that they're trying to intermingle different worlds, and it's cute and it's fun. But then you go back to your regular episodes, and all of a sudden that one crossover was completely irrelevant. Mm. But again, that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it, and you're entitled to your own. I just am not a fan of these Flash Wards at all.
I love them.
At all.
All right.
The first one was the first one was intriguing, and I was like, "Oh, okay." But now it's getting old to me.
What's the chat think?
I mean, the chat's talking about William and him being gay. And
yay!
So they weren't interested in that conversation at all. No, they weren't.
It's cool.
Arrow doesn't do time travel, but Barry changed their timeline and made Connor.
He did. Right.
But the Flash, Drew Leonard says, but the Flash has changed the Arrow timeline like Connor. Mm-hmm. And then EJ Matter says, Arrow fought a magic man in season 2. So it's everyone's kind of saying that it does kind of intermingle.
I was going to point that out, but Ali Kona, like you were so impassioned, I didn't know if I was going to get back to
it. No, we're running out of time. Anyway. I'm just saying I don't like it. I'm not saying that they don't do it. I'm just saying I don't like it because it feels off to me. But that's, again, my opinion. Let's go to news and gossip because we have lots of it.
AfterBuzz News.
That's pretty good. I'm like mimicky tonight.
All right, so we're going to go to our videos first. This is an interesting one. So John Barrowman, who's obviously not on the show anymore, but a fan favorite, one of my favorites from Arrow.
Great Instagram.
He just had a really crazy encounter at Target down in WeHo, so check it out.
Oh, I'm at that Target all the time.
I'm at Target on La Brea and Santa Monica in West Hollywood. I just bought a $40 gift certificate and a jacket and a shirt for a homeless person. And I was just lectured by the Target staff that I was not allowed to do that.
What?
Target, that's a stupid rule. How dare you tell me as a customer who I am allowed to buy for and what I am allowed to buy? That was a homeless gentleman who needed some help, and you need to change your policies if this is what you think of being a good community member, because I'll stop shopping here, and I'll post for everybody else to stop shopping here. It's absolutely ridiculous, and every customer behind me thought it was ridiculous also. That gentleman needed help, a little bit of help to get him up, to make his day a little better. And Target, you were trying to deny that. So I'm a little pissed off with you right now.
Amen.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah, pretty powerful stuff. Let's go to our pictures. We'll hold off on the next video because I want the next video to be our last video. But getting into our first picture is David Ramsey because, you know, we always talk about Oliver and his workouts, or I should say Stephen Amell and his buffness. I know, Matt Maher, how much you love you. Some Diggle. This picture is for you, boo.
I didn't know he was so ripped.
That arm is like, that is like when God made arms, they were supposed to look like that.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
All right. If you're listening in the chat, yeah, he's pretty buff. Now, this next picture is actually his son, who's obviously just as agile. You can see that he was doing some testing. He's got a black belt. I don't know the specific form of martial arts, but that action shot of him in the air kicking.
Super cute.
Yeah. Amazing. For being such a little kid, I'm like, what? Taking after your dad.
Karate kid.
Yeah. All right. So, our next picture, while we're in the theme of fitness, is Juliana Harkavy, whose body is underserved for
ma'am.
All of you straight men out there. Obviously, she's in shape, but the clothes they dress her in, she's in the police force. We can't be too revealing. And the black suit doesn't show much. But when I saw her, I was like, oh, get it with your abs.
Look at that.
They're like, good.
Give me a workout.
I love it. I love strong women. Let's go to our next. Okay, so really crazy. I don't know if you guys read or heard about this, but Kirk, I know I'm going to say his name wrong. Somebody pronounced
Acevedo.
Thank you.
Kirk
See,
Acevedo.
I would have murdered that one. Okay, so
or in English, Acevedo.
He actually went shopping down on Rodeo, and he felt like he was discriminated against.
Oh, wow.
He was wearing very casual outfit, like a Jackie Robinson or Jackie White. It was a baseball player.
Jackie Robinson.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know why I thought there was a white in there too. But either way, he said that the lady closed the door on him. Like
what?
She asked him if he was going to buy anything, and he was like, "You don't normally ask people that." But I think he was dressed a little bit more urban, and so she locked the door. And then,
who does Kirk play?
That's Diaz.
I can't see from the picture.
Okay. So, Coach. He went to Coach. And so the next picture you'll see is a second post from the same event. And basically what he was saying is, there's the t-shirt, right? And he said,
that's Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. 100%. So he said, after she locked the door on him, a white lady walked up and she unlocked the door for the white lady and let the white lady in. I was like, oh my God, that happened.
That's
still?
Awful.
That's gross.
So
Canada, you guys are supposed to be the nice country with your thing, your life together, and the nice hot prime minister. What? Come on.
That's true.
You're supposed to show us how to do it better.
Let's go to our next picture. It's also relevant to him as well, too. So he's like super, super big about voting, which I wanted to bring up tonight. So he's been posting a lot on Twitter. He's one of the cast members that I've actually seen a lot from. So basically what this says, if you're listening in the iTunes, yes. Okay. So you're voting for a racist or defending the actions of a racist makes you not a racist. And, excuse me, he says, as for my foul language, you may now choke on these Puerto Rican nuts. And I was like, well, you know what?
Oh, gosh.
He's not afraid. You don't have to, look, you don't have to agree with his opinions, but I love the fact that he has a belief, he's standing up for it, and he's speaking about it. Because I feel like some celebrities might stay away from politics just because of the repercussions of ticking people off, and there's the other handful, or not so handful, but pretty large amount of people that are like, no, vote.
Yeah.
So this is, next picture is actually that, too, that he's been posting as well, which is basically, go vote. So voting is tomorrow, regardless of your stance. I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but please do vote.
Just make an informed vote, people.
Yeah.
Don't just vote to vote. Make an informed vote.
I would just like to say, I would like to give our children a kinder future than the one that we are currently living in. So please vote for a kinder America.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
All right. So two more pictures. Our next one, since we brought up Quentin Lance, hashtag where are they now? Paul Blackthorne posted a picture of himself on set. And I think he said the beginning of 2019 is when his new show is coming out. But he's having a blast and loving.
Handsome guy. I love him.
I love him.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say we have not forgotten you.
What show is it?
The In-Between.
Oh, yeah, The In-Between. Okay.
Yes, and I do believe that has to do with like supernatural ghosts and being stuck in between.
Oh, like purgatory. Okay, cool.
Okay, and don't quote me on that. And our last picture is, who is that, guys? I watch Glow. I don't know how that did not hit me. Who is that?
Oh, my gosh, that's Detective Watson.
Yeah.
She's totally in Glow.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second season, but she's totally in Glow.
She's awesome. Junk Chain.
What? I cannot love her more now.
I never put that together.
Me either.
Well done, Ally Kona.
Me either.
Well done.
Literally blew my mind.
What?
Wow. Well done.
Hey, Watson.
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, Watson.
And so my last video is actually, hopefully they don't have a hard time finding it, but it's really funny. It was on her social media. Oh, here we go. Let's see if we can hopefully get the sound. I thought it was funny. And
I brush my teeth every morning, spit it out, I go like this in the mirror, and I lean forward and I pause. And I say these words, turn it, bitch.
That's anyways, I thought it was great.
That's great.
That's my news and gossip. We are running out of time, so let's give some really quick predictions and call it a night.
All
right. Yes, well, before we, real quick before we get predictions.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
JK.
Hey guys, so we have Archer's Alley, which is our weekly segment.
Damn.
Nice.
I've got some awesome photos for you about the Justice Society of America, which a lot of you might be scratching your head like, why is she talking about that? Because Green Arrow was not an invited member. I'm talking about it because Batman is a total cheapskate because Earth 2 Batman, Earth 2 Superman, and Earth 2 Wonder Woman are all members, along with people like Adam, Dr. Fate, Mr. Terrific, Vixen, Stargirl, Red Arrow. But do you know who was paying that payroll? Oliver Queen. That is right.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oliver Queen bankrolled the entire Justice Society of America, and they never even invited him on the team.
Rude.
Sugar green daddy. Also, Batman, you a cheapskate. You're Bruce Wayne. You're loaded in every single Earth. Like, literally, every Earth, he's just richer and richer.
Yeah, no one makes him poor, ever. Yeah.
No one ever makes Batman poor, ever.
Because then he has no gadgets.
And he, like, sat back and was like, yeah, I'll run around with my sweet Batmobile, but I'm not payrolling any of these suckers. Oliver Queen paid for the Justice Society of America in every incarnation.
Wow.
There
you have it.
He was finally added into, like, one of the newer incarnations. I mean, the man has been putting the lights on in the place since day one. But I just wanted to bring that up because, come on.
Enjoy that.
Come on. So Archer's Alley, fun fact about Green Arrow. Check out Justice Society, and if you check out the newer ones, you'll even see Green Arrow, finally.
Yay.
Awesome.
Go, Matt.
Awesome. Oh, do we have time for the Wonder Woman run? So real quick, we're going to show a couple of pictures. Little did we know that myself and Carolina both did the Wonder Woman run in Los Angeles. There's a picture of me in my outfit. We had a picture of Carolina looking like a badass. I just wanted to shout out. It's super, super fun. There were 5,000 people there yesterday. We got these awesome medals.
Linda Carter introduced it.
I feel like Adam Rippon with this medal. It's amazing. But there's another one in San Diego coming up, and you still registered November 18th. And I have to tell you, I'm not athletic. I do not do this kind of thing. My love of Wonder Woman is what brought me out here. And so for anybody who feels like they just love Wonder Woman or any other cosplay, there were Superman there. There were Batgirls there.
I ran
like,
with Batman.
Yeah.
There was Batman.
Like, I highly recommend. You're going to have one of the best times in your life. It's so easy. And the merch is really cute. And they give you a great shirt.
Yay!
Tell you that.
Really great.
You can go to a website. Just Google Wonder Woman Run.
It's the DC Wonder Woman Run. It's introduced by Linda Carter, the original Wonder Woman.
Yeah. This medal is no joke.
Yeah.
No, it's so legit. It is much more than a participation medal. I felt legit.
Whoa. Now let's get into some predictions real quick.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I'm going to go because I just had one. My prediction is Felicity is not dead. She's not dead in any because I don't want to believe it. She's not dead.
I like it. My prediction, I already said it a little bit, but I think that the new Green Arrow is Emiko, I think.
I think you're right.
We'll see.
Go. I said mine earlier. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, well, my prediction, we see that they're trying to erase Oliver's memory. We saw a few clips of, like, a whole bunch of people beating him all at once, but I have a feeling he's going to be breaking out, hopefully, in the near future. Otherwise, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. So that's not really a prediction. That's just a please.
A plead to the writers.
Captain Shock's prediction is that Oliver will get out of jail in the 7th or 8th episode right before the crossover.
That would make sense.
That makes sense. That's a good prediction.
All right, guys.
There you have it.
Well, we had an amazing time with you.
Thank you
so much for joining us, for sharing your comments with us in the chat. I'm going to turn to the front so you can see all of our faces at once as we bid you adieu. Be sure to follow all of us on social media, continue the conversation, or just support us by following us because we like that too. We'll follow you back. I'm at yours truly, Ali Kona, with underscores in between. You can find me mainly on Instagram, but I'm around Twitter too.
Hey guys, I'm on Twitter as Carolina Benetti, Instagram as LenaBean113, and if you watch SEAL Team on CBS, I'm going to be on episode 10 of season 2.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm Olivia Di Bortoli at Olivia Di Bortoli everywhere. Yeah, let's talk about it. I'll be in the comments of the video too. So
she'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'm Matt Maher, two T's, two R's. Oh, you can find me at the Matt Maher. Sorry, two T's, two I's, two. Good Lord, I can't talk. The Matt Maher, two T's, two R's. Also, too, if you follow me on social media, Riverdale flashback episode this Wednesday. We're covering on River Mails, and you can listen to our new Sabrina podcast called Bitchcraft.
Yeah. Woo! Until next week, mwah, we love you. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.